This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I introduced the subject of honoring each other in the family. I pointed out that though children are specifically commanded to honor their parents, they will learn how to do this best within an environment where honoring each other within the family is practiced by all. How is such an environment cultivated? I believe a good place to start is by being committed to each other. There's good reason for this. We need to recognize we have a vested interest in each other. When God created Adam and placed him in the Garden of Eden, he couldn't find a meaningful partner among all the beings he had created. God did something about this. He put Adam to sleep, took a rib out of his side, and formed another human being that could be a partner and helpmate who would complement him. When Adam woke up and saw her, he declared in Genesis 2:23-24, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." He implicitly recognized that she was like him, yet uniquely different. She had qualities that would complement and satisfy him. They were made for each other, creating a unique synergism. It would be natural for him to be united to his wife, and they would become one flesh. This marriage was the first institution in the human race. In a special, mysterious way, they were a part of each other and had a vested interest in the welfare of each other. It would therefore be natural for them to be committed to each other and consequently to honor each other. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.